Well, I want to run a fairly radical idea by you. Do you think this might work in Aotearoa? Famed French economist Thomas Piketty has called for all citizens to receive €120,000 for their 25th birthday, or $200,000 New Zealand dollars. Now, this would be start-up money for young people, such as buying a home, starting a business, getting set up for life. People would no longer have to take jobs with miserable working conditions. It's intended to reduce growing inequality. Now, a month ago, American historian Peter Field on the panel said $7,000 was just turned up in his account, part of Joe Biden's efforts to stimulate the economy amongst US citizens. So to discuss is Dr. Eric Crampton, the chief economist at the New Zealand Initiative. Dr. Crampton, kia ora.
Good afternoon.
So that's not a new idea from Piketty, is it? But just as an idea, what do you think? Is it, at this stage of the cycle, something worth thinking about? $200,000 New Zealand in your account, 25th birthday.
Well, the idea has the same kinds of trade-offs that are involved in any sorts of universal basic income discussions. So this, instead of having a smaller level UBI that might be doled out year by year, this would bundle it all into one big lump sum when you turn 25. Mm. And to give a sense of scale, that would be, if we're talking €120,000, that'd be about $15 billion New Zealand per year. So about 15 times the size of the Farm Act budget currently, for a sense of scale. Now, any of these kinds of proposals face a pretty hard trade-off. You've got the opportunity to give a lump sum to everybody, regardless of need, or to give more money to people who have more demonstrated hardship. And that's always the trade-off in these sorts of schemes. Kevin Milligan, who's a public economist at Vancouver, at University of British Columbia, he's described this as being sort of an impossible trilemma where you get to choose only two of three good things and you can't have all three at the same time. So you can have either a big payment to replace current benefits, or a low phase-out rate so that you don't have sharp penalties for accepting work, or costs that aren't massively higher than
current
spending on benefits.
So it'll cost around $15 billion a year. I mean, superannuation costs around that, about $14.5 billion. So,
sure.
You know, if they can do it for super, why can't we give 25-year-olds a couple hundred grand, set them up for life, reduce inequality?
Well, you could do it. You'd have to raise taxes considerably to do so. And then you'd always have the question of whether that's the best use of $15 billion in increased tax revenue. It seems difficult to see that that would be the most valuable use of $15 billion when, like, right, the government hasn't been able to scale up ICUs in a pandemic year.
Sure.
There are a lot of needs that seem a lot more pressing than giving $200,000 New Zealand to a lot of folks who are perfectly able to work and should be in the labor force.
Wendell?
I don't know. I've always been a big fan of the universal basic income because it does make sense, but obviously economists don't really like it. But I mean, I think possibly 200,000 is too much, but I think we should look at something along those lines where you don't have 25-year-olds today compared to when I was 25, I could buy a house. I had a very low paying job. So did my boy. You know, we didn't have a lot of money, but we could still get into the home market. Kids can't do that these days. There's a lot working against them. It is a lot of 25-year-olds on welfare programs. It can get them off that. There are a lot of people who want to, you know, return to school and get some good education. So I actually really support it. I just think 200,000 might be a little bit too extreme for New Zealand. But
right.
I think maybe some lump sum of some sort that would kind of give them an equal footing to the equal footing, the kind of life I had when
okay.
I was 25.
All right. So not 200K, but a little less perhaps. Ian Taylor.
I think it would be, I agree, it would be very hard to implement, but it does address something that's at the core of everything, and it is that inequity. You know, here we've got multi-billionaires flying into space for 5.5 minutes or whatever it is, and meanwhile, back down on ground, people are starving. So, I mean, I love the concept of it. I don't
right.
know how you would implement it, but I think, you know, at 25, it's interesting, as I've got older, I'm sitting at this other end and I'm really comfortable, but I don't have anything to do with it. You know, I don't need it now. I needed it back when I was 25, and God knows what I would have spent it on back then as well.
Eric?
Yeah. There is a horrible inequity hitting young people today, and that is the excessive cost of housing. That's entirely a consequence of regulatory systems that we've set up that make it really hard to get new housing built. The reason that kids can't afford housing now isn't their incomes. It's that housing is ungodly expensive. We need to allow a lot more building to solve that. If you just give 25-year-olds a great big pile of money without sorting out housing, you're probably going to fuel continued expansion in house prices, right? There is a real inequity here. It has to be solved with a direct solution around housing.
All right. How many houses could we build for $15 billion? We might only have to do it for 1 year.
Fair point. Dr. Crampton, thanks for coming along with the idea for us and joining us in that discussion. Chief Economist at the New Zealand Initiative there. And what do you think of it? Do you think it's an idea worth having? 200K, lump sum, 25-year-olds. What would you spend it on? 2101 is the number to text.